Talking today with Patrick Carter. He's part of the management team at the Sonoma County Waste Agency, which is celebrating, in a curious way, plastic bags, or the end of them. We have some bag fairs happening. Tell us about the purpose of these events.
The purpose of these events is to give resources to retailers that are affected by the ordinance, allow them to meet with the people who are manufacturing bags that are compliant with the ordinance, be it reusable bags or paper bags that are made with 40% minimum recycled content and 100% recyclable. So we're going to get those manufacturers in the same room with folks that may be needing to switch to paper bags or may be interested in purchasing reusable bags for their customers.
And who needs to do that?
Retailers that are affected by the ordinance include grocery stores, hardware stores, pretty much everything except for restaurants and charitable reuse organizations like Goodwill, Salvation Army, that sort of thing.
Is this mostly for smaller businesses, the assumption being that the big chains have their supply chains in place?
Yeah, we expect most of the turnout will be the smaller businesses. We imagine that the larger chains have had to do this in other counties and would likely just be able to make a smooth transition. We're fairly late in the game in passing an ordinance like this. It's in effect in over 100 other cities and counties in California. So we imagine the big chains have already gotten this into effect.
Will the Waste Management Agency also be providing some sort of informational materials for business owners to share with their customers?
Absolutely. We're trying to get a consistent message out. So we have placards for people to put out near the registers. We have posters that they could put up in windows. Just trying to get the consistent message out there. The single-use plastic carryout bags would be banned, and if they're going to be providing paper bags to customers, that they would need to have a minimum charge of 10 cents per bag.
Now, we're in the rolling phase-in stage of this whole process. Some stores have already made the transition. Others, you don't notice any difference yet. How soon will it be apparent everywhere you look?
The enforcement date is September 1st, just a few months away. We encourage people to start now. You don't have to wait until September 1st to get going, because the emphasis of this ordinance is waste reduction. There's literally millions of bags being produced and used for a very short amount of time in Sonoma County alone. So the sooner people get on the ball and switch, the better it is.
You mentioned earlier that this had been kind of a long time coming in Sonoma County. Once it was enacted, did you run into any pushback?
There were definitely some people that felt like it was infringing on their personal rights, but I would say that was a minority of the comments that we received. We obviously are receiving a lot of questions from people that are curious how the ordinance would affect them, and we've been trying to give them the information they need. It's not supposed to be something that's extremely burdensome on businesses. It's being done all over the state, and we've found through talking with our counterparts in those other cities and counties that have gone down this path already that it hasn't been a huge burden, especially if you do a lot of education up front, which is what we're trying to do right now with these bag fairs.
Patrick Carter, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for helping us get the word out.